Tragic demise of Ministry of Magic worker. St. Mungo's Hospital promised a full inquiry last night after Ministry of Magic worker Broderick Bode, 49, was discovered dead in his bed, strangled by a potted plant. Healers called to the scene were unable to revive Mr. Bode, who had been injured in a workplace accident some weeks prior to his death. Healer Miriam Strout, who was in charge of Mr. Bode's ward at the time of the incident, has been suspended on full pay and was unavailable for comment yesterday. But a spokeswizard for the hospital said in a statement, "St. Mungo's deeply regrets the death of Mr. Bode, whose health was improving steadily prior to this tragic accident. We have strict guidelines on the decorations permitted on our wards, but it appears that Healer Strout, busy over the Christmas period, overlooked the dangers of the plant on Mr. Bode's bedside table. As his speech and mobility improved, Healer Strout encouraged Mr. Bode to look after the plant himself, unaware that it was not an innocent flitter bloom, but a cutting of devil's snare, which, when touched by the convalescent Mr. Bode, throttled him instantly. St. Mungo's is as yet unable to account for the presence of the plant on the ward and asks any witch or wizard with information to come forward."
"Bode," said Ron. "Bode! It rings a bell."
"We saw him," Hermione whispered, "in St. Mungo's, remember? He was in the bed opposite Lockhart's, just lying there, staring at the ceiling. And we saw the devil's snare arrive. She, the healer, said it was a Christmas present."
Harry looked back at the story. A feeling of horror was rising like bile in his throat.
"How come we didn't recognize Devil's Snare? We've seen it before. We could have stopped this from happening. Who expects Devil's Snare to turn up in a hospital disguised as a potted plant?" said Ron sharply. "It's not our fault. Whoever sent it to the bloke is to blame. They must be a real prat. Why didn't they check what they were buying?"
"Oh, come on, Ron," said Hermione shakily. "I don't think anyone could put Devil's Snare in a pot and not realize it tries to kill whoever touches it. This was murder. A clever murder as well. If the plant was sent anonymously, how's anyone ever going to find out who did it?"
Harry was not thinking about Devil's Snare. He was remembering taking the lift down to the 9th level of the ministry on the day of his hearing and the sallow-faced man who had got in on the atrium level.
"I met Bode," he said slowly. "I saw him at the ministry with your dad."
Ron's mouth fell open.
"I've heard Dad talk about him at home. He was an unspeakable. He worked in the Department of Mysteries."
They looked at one another for a moment. Then Hermione pulled the newspaper back toward her, closed it, glared for a moment at the pictures of the 10 escaped Death Eaters on the front, then leapt to her feet.
"Where are you going?"
said Ron, startled.
"To send a letter," said Hermione, swinging her bag onto her shoulder. I don't know whether, but it's worth trying, and I'm the only one who can."
"I hate it when she does that,"
grumbled Ron, as he and Harry got up from the table and made their own slower way out of the great hall.
"Would it kill her to tell us what she's up to for once? It'd take her about 10 more seconds. Hey, Hagrid!"
Hagrid was standing beside the doors into the entrance hall, waiting for a crowd of Ravenclaws to pass. He was still as heavily bruised as he had been on the day he had come back from his mission to the Giants, and there was a new cut right across the bridge of his nose.
"All right, you two,"
he said, trying to muster a smile, but managing only a kind of pained grimace.
"Are you okay, Hagrid?"
asked Harry, following him as he lumbered after the Ravenclaws.
"Fine, fine,"
said Hagrid, with a feeble assumption of airiness. He waved a hand and narrowly missed concussing a frightened-looking Professor Vector who was passing.
"Just busy, you know, usual stuff. Lessons to prepare. Couple of salamanders got scale rot, and I'm on probation," he mumbled.
"You're on probation?"
said Ron very loudly, so that many students passing looked around curiously.
"Sorry, I mean, you're on probation?"
he whispered.
"Yeah,"
said Hagrid.
"It's no more than I expected, to tell you the truth. You might not have picked up on it, but that inspection didn't go too well. You know, anyway,"
he sighed deeply,
"best go and rub a bit more chili powder on them salamanders, or their tails will be hanging off them next. See you, Harry, Ron."
He trudged away, out the front doors and down the stone steps into the damp grounds. Harry watched him go, wondering how much more bad news he could stand.